the BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Good evening, basketball fans. We are live in Sheridan tonight. We have the Sheridan Chargers and the Oskaloosa Indians set to match up in a first-round district playoff game tonight. And we're just about 3.5 minutes away from tip-off. I'm Jake Schroeder. Alongside me tonight is Mark Felderman. And we're getting set to call all the action here. We're in the Charger Dome tonight. Sheridan comes in their white uniforms. They are 15-6 on the season. And they have actually beat Oskaloosa twice this year on November 29th. And just last week, they played Oskaloosa a week before they played this district game tonight. And they beat Oskaloosa by 1 point. So Sheridan owns a 2-0 record versus Oskaloosa this season. And Oskaloosa comes into the season 3-18, maybe a deceiving 3-18. After talking to Coach Schooley, the Sheridan head coach, he says Little Hawkeye Conference, which is Oskaloosa's conference, is perhaps the best 3A conference in the state, with three teams vying for, he says three teams have a real good chance of even making the state tournament from the conference. So their record's a little deceiving, as they've had a real strong schedule and looking for a good matchup tonight. And I got alongside me tonight a nervous parent here. Mark Felderman, his son Willie, is in the starting lineup for the Chargers tonight. So, you know, he's a professional, though, so you'll keep it.
Okay. Hey, what are you talking about that side of foul?
He might yell once in a while. But, Mark, you're talking to Coach Schooley before the game. He says defense tonight, getting stops on defense early is going to be the key to the game. And just, he says sometimes the team tends to just lose focus on the defensive end once in a while and give up an easy bucket. He says they need to keep it going for 32 minutes tonight. And offensively, just basically knock down the open shot, as they've gone cold in some games this year. And as you know, beating a team the third time in the season, for some reason in basketball and football especially, beating a team for that third time after you beat them the first two times is really tough.
The good news is that the good news is that if we get by them and likely play Centerville, they've beaten us twice.
Yeah.
So we get the same monkey on their back as Oskaloosa's put on our back for tonight. And honestly, last game was a honey of a basketball game. Sturgeon coming away with 1 point. I was talking to Russ Ryder, the superintendent of schools at Oskaloosa, the former Sheridan principal, former Charger football announcer with me. And his son is going to start for Oskaloosa. And I said, that was a great game last week. And he said, not a great game if you're on the losing end. And, you know, that is so true.
Yeah.
I mean, one basket was one way or the other. And,
yeah,
and you're either elated or you're sadly, sadly disappointed. But you're talking about the conference that Oskaloosa is in, the Little Hawkeye. And I kind of have two thoughts on that. One is, yes, they're at a very good conference, but a conference that is dying. Knoxville is leaving the conference and is going to join the South Central. A bunch of others are leaving as well. And Oskaloosa, you know, giving us a good run, but they should. They are the largest 3A school in the state and should be 4A, if not for the fact that Wallers and Assumption have requested to go 4A, even though they're smaller schools.
As we're about 30 seconds away from tip-off here, we'll probably have an anthem, so we'll stop with that in just a moment. Like I said, Oskaloosa 13-8 on the season, Sheridan 15-6. Sheridan's led by a pair of freshmen, T.J. Hawkinson, 14.8 per game, 9.6 rebounds a game. So almost a double-double from Hawkinson per game. Derek Lang right behind him at 14.3 points per game. And then Oskaloosa, they are led by senior Tyce Sarver. Talking to Coach Schooley before the game, he says Sarver's a real nice player. He says just a phenomenal all-around player. He said his stats might not show it quite as much as some teams because of the level of competition they played. He's had to force a lot of shots and try to keep his games in teams, you know, in games. But real tough competition from Sarver tonight, and they need to just find a way to lock down defense on him.
Yeah.
Mark, why don't you go ahead and get the starting lineup?
Sure, starting lineup for the Indians of Oskaloosa. You already mentioned Tyce Sarver, who's averaging 11.5 points a game. Clay Tucker is averaging almost 8 points a game. Austin Levitt has 7 points a game. You've got Ryan Ryder, who, as I just mentioned, is a former Charger here. And he is, let me tell you, he's a sophomore, and he's by far the youngest one on that team. And he's got 82 rebounds on the season. You're thinking, that's too bad. And then finally, Drew Richmond, a senior. So four seniors and a sophomore starting for the Oskaloosa Indians. You already mentioned that for the Sheriffs and Chargers, two freshmen starting, have been all season. Derek Lang, number four. Derek is averaging 14.3 points a game. CJ Hawkins, the other freshman, is averaging 14.8. The thing about Hawkinson is he's averaging nearly 10 rebounds a game, 198 on the year. Senior Alex Wright is kind of an off guard. He's the number three player basically put out there. 102 rebounds on the season and averaging 10 points a game. We'd have to my son Willie Felderman, is a junior, and he's averaging 4 points a game, and he's got 101 rebounds on the season. And then the team is really, really led by senior Bryce Cunningham, who is just one whale of a guard. He's the playmaker, and get this, Jake, 135 assists.
Yeah, he's been phenomenal with the assists this year, Mark. Let's take a quick break for the national anthem here. We'll be right back with district playoff action on KIIC Thunder Country.
Are your bills piling up? Tired of paying high-interest credit cards? If you have high-interest debt and don't have equity in your home to consolidate it, Community First Credit Union can help. Combine your debt into one low-rate loan with a CFirst fixed consolidation loan as low as 8.4% APR. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Offer subject to change at any time. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Johnson Machine Works in Sheraton is a proud sponsor of Charger and Chargerette Athletics. Johnson Machine Works is a company proud of its culture, traditions, and spirit of rural America. Johnson Machine Works competes on the world stage for fabricated steel products with a 180,000 square foot facility and decades of experience. Johnson Machine Works is proud to bring you this live broadcast.
Red Hall Realty is a family-owned and operated business. For over 30 years, they've served the customers who are buying or selling real estate, settling an estate through a listing or an auction. Red Hall has some of the lowest commission rates available and no hidden charges. And their well-trained brokers can help you with relocation counseling and market expertise. Red Hall Realty is located on the east edge of Sheraton on Highway 34. Stop in and meet the experts or call Todd Shelton at 641-774-4242.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
And here we go. Willie Fellerman with the near tip of the Chargers, and the ball's controlled by Oskaloosa. So here we go. Oskaloosa and Sheridan underway. First round district action. Oskaloosa with the basketball right side. Up top. Looking free throw line to
Ryder
over a nice open lane, up and in, drives all the way in, number 25, Austin Redlich. Boy, the lane parted there, Mark, can't leave that open all night. Sheridan with the basketball, now Cunningham down low to Hawkinson. You know he's going to go up strong, takes a little baby hook, no good, fights for the rebound, goes to Oskaloosa.
Drew Richmond with the rebound, now Travers brings it down the floor.
And Sarver is a point guard, as we mentioned, he's their top player. Just a nice build on him for point guard, too. And they got a lockdown defense on him right now. Lang is on him, Sheridan in a man-to-man. Charger pretty full chant in their defense chant right now. Student section really into that. The Sarver tries to drive, might have got away from travel. Kicks it out for a three-point attempt, no good. Offensive rebound, yeah, Hawkinson. And down we go. Cunningham over to right. He's going to take it in. No, he's actually going to dish it out for a three-point attempt. Lang, no good. Long, rebound to Redlich. So Sheridan misses their first two shots tonight. That's one thing Coach Schooley mentioned is they just got to knock down some of the open shots. They tend to have those nights where they just go ice cold.
you mentioned about Sanders. This year at 5'11", but he's 5'11", I'm 108.
Yeah. There's a deflected pass and then steal by Cunningham for the Chargers. He's looking up court, looking to make something happen. He dishes to Hawkinson over to Lang. Down low to Felderman with good position. Turnaround jumper gets blocked. Nice defense by Appaloosa. Fight for the ball. Hawkinson comes up with it. Looking to set it back up now to right, and he gets out to Cunningham. Looks over to Coach Schooley. Calls a play here. They're going to set up. Double screen on the top of the key. He goes left. Cunningham, that is, goes left. Takes it a nice little dump off to Felderman. Up and no good. A lot of contact there. Now the ball goes out to Wright, who attempts a three, and it's good. No goal. 3-pointer, Alex Wright. That gets the crowd going. If you can't tell, the crowd's excited tonight. It's going to be noisy in here.
It sure is. It's great to have a good crowd here. And we've had some great crowds all season long.
That's definitely, and you know, winning basketball team, it's amazing what happens. The crowd comes out when you're playing winning basketball like the Chargers have this year. So they take an early 3-2 lead. Oscaloosa with the ball now, backside cut, and it goes off the foot and out of bounds of Drew Richmond.
You know, that's going to go in the book as a turnover, but Bryce Cunningham just did a great job of playing defense on that one.
That good backside defense. I got his hand up and distracted the intended
Receiver,
there you go. Looking for the word. Because Lang, he tries a little 15-footer, and it goes in and out. That's Lang's shot, though, that 15-footer.
Yeah, that's the shot he won.
Yeah. If he gets that all night, I'll feel good about it, and I feel good about it going in. So Sarver with the basketball prop, guarded by Lang. Lang gets the freshman, Sarver the senior, so the freshman Lang has a big challenge in defense. And here's his three-point attempt. And it was short, but it somehow bounces in.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a three-pointer. Boy, that's soft rim there on that end for the Oskaloosa Indians. And here's Felderman now on the other end. He gets a little 15-footer, and it's no good. Right now, Sheridan's a little cold from outside. They're 1-4, I believe, 4 or 5 from the outside, and they're getting good looks too, Mark.
They are. Those are good shots. Did you stop dropping?
Yeah. We'll take free throw length shots all day long. We just got to knock them down. Oskaloosa with the basketball up 5-3, 4:30 left, first quarter. Sheridan in their man-to-man defense still. Oskaloosa just slowly, kind of methodically working it around the outside, gets it back to Sarver on the top of the key. He's actually guarded by Hawkinson. Somehow there's a switch, so this is a mismatch here with Hawkinson on Sarver, but he's going to give it up. I thought maybe Sarver would try to take him one-on-one. Here's a three-point attempt by Oskaloosa, and it's good.
Ryder is in that three. That's 6 points for him.
Ryan Ryder with a three-point attempt, so 2 threes in a row for Oskaloosa puts them up 8-3 early. Could be a long night for the Chargers if Oskaloosa is hitting three-pointers. Charger basketball now. Alex Wright, top of the key to Cunningham. Cunningham's going to drive right, dish it to Felderman. Thought about a jump shot, now back to Lang. Lang is going to take the pull-up jump shot. Nothing with that, Derek Lang. Once again, Mark, we said that's his shot, right at that elbow at the free throw line. He's almost automatic from there. Oskaloosa with the basketball now. Sarver. Over right side to Redlich. Off the key to Tucker now. Tucker looking for someone. He doesn't have any interest in driving the ball. Now he kicks it over left side to Sarver. Sarver takes a long three-point attempt, and it's good. Wow. Three three-pointers in a row for Oskaloosa. They're on fire right now from three-point range.
11-5 was still with 3 minutes and 7 seconds left to play in the first quarter.
Here's Lang. Lang driving in the lane, got away with the travel, I think. He put his pivot foot, tried to get Felderman, just overthrew him. So that's a turnover for the Chargers. Bankston comes into the game now for Felderman for the Chargers. 11-5, Oskaloosa, 3 minutes left.
The Chargers look like they've been trying to get it into Larry Felderman more than what they had in the previous game.
Yeah, I agree, Mark. And they're going to get travel on Oskaloosa quite away from the basket. I didn't see it.
I didn't either. Clay Tucker gets whipped for the turnover.
Chargers will definitely take the call. So Bryce Cunningham now setting up the offense for the Chargers over the Bankston, who just came in. Bankston looks low for nice bounce pass, and Hawkinson on the block. Boy, that's a tough place for Oskie to guard him. Gets his own rebound after the miss and puts it up and in. DJ Hawkinson with his first points of the game. You get it down the block to him, Mark. That's pretty tough for the other team to stop. He's going to do one of two things, put it in or get fouled a lot of the time.
But he caused Bankston an assist by missing the first one.
Christian Vigicchio, I'm sure he'll get over it. Here we got a shot stamped up by number 15 for Oskaloosa, Drew Richmond. It goes off the glass. Weak side rebound. I didn't catch who got the rebound, but
Ryder did, but he got undercut by Wright. Wright picks up his first foul tonight. And first foul of the game for either team.
Been a clean first quarter so far, Mark. As like you said, first team foul, 2 minutes, 15 seconds left, 11-7 Opelousa. Sarver with the basketball, calls out the play. Oh, steal by Wright. Okay. Not a bad entry pass, tried to get it down low. Wright steals it. Now Cunningham goes the other way with it, up to Lang. Lang takes it in, up and good.
Wright with the rebound. Tell you what, that was a nice defensive play by A-Dub, though, taking it out from under the bottom.
Yeah, definitely. Ryder's been all over the place this half, too, rebounding and scoring the basketball for Oskaloosa.
We already mentioned he's a sophomore. The rest of the Oskaloosa players are seniors.
Yeah, only a sophomore. It is an air ball by Sarver. Maybe a little bit of a quick shot there from three-point range. Oskaloosa finally misses from three-point range. Now Cunningham turns the ball over nearly for Sheridan, and it ends up in a jump ball. Bryce just got kind of caught in the middle of three or four guys there. Probably not the best decision. But Sheridan's going to retain possession after the jump ball. 1:29 left, first quarter.
It will probably cost him the possession at the beginning of the second quarter.
Yeah, definitely.
Which he really would like to have.
Oh, nice pass to Wright. Puts it up and under. It's a reverse, and he almost gets it to go. Wild shot by Wright, but it almost went. Rebound, Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa's cleaning up the offensive boards right now, too, for the most part. Mark Sheridan getting our system offensive.
Great defensive play by Bryce Cunningham, who went around, slapped the ball away, and then slapped it off of the Oskaloosa player's leg, out of bounds, ball goes to Sheridan.
So far, defensively, Sheridan, Cunningham nearly loses, and now Sheridan with the ball. Sheridan doing pretty good on the defensive end, other than just giving up the three-point attempts. But here's the nice Hawkinson, once again, gets it on that right block, and he's just going to be unstoppable. Oskaloosa doesn't have anyone to stop him, but they let him get it there. 11-9 now, Oskaloosa. With the ball. Top of the key, Clay Tucker. Right side now, gets down low to Sarver. Back to Tucker. He's going to take a three-point attempt. No good. High rebound by Alex Wright. Great rebound. He's going to push it the other way to Bankston. Bankston drops it down to Hawkinson, and he gets fouled, and he's going to get two shots. Great transition basketball by the Chargers, Mark.
Really good. They got down the floor quickly. Off of the good rebound by Alex Wright, who, you know, Alex isn't that big a player. He plays big down there. That's his 103rd rebound of the year.
Yeah, Alex, he plays a lot bigger than he is. He's maybe, what, 5'10", 5'11", at the at the tallest. And he does look like everything for the Chargers this year.
He plays a soft run.
Yeah.
Hawkinson makes the first one.
He does a little bit of everything. He gets assists. He puts the points in. He gets the rebounds. So Wright does a little bit of everything.
Hawkinson can tie it up with this one. And he does.
Looks like Williams are going to come in for Hawkins, and they're going to give him a breather. Good choice by Coach Cooley, I think, here to get him a quick breather. Good choice to get him a quick breather. And
no, he's good. Thank you.
25 seconds left here. 25 seconds left with Oskaloosa's basketball 11 all tie. Probably get distracted there when I get
pizza.
I get somebody tapping me on the shoulder or wanting me to have pizza there. 10 seconds left now. Oskaloosa's got to go. Cunningham guarding Tucker. Tucker actually gets around him briefly. He dumps it down. Oh, no good. Rebound. Alex Wright, 1 second left. He's a three-quarter shot. No good. And good first quarter of basketball. We're going to go into the end of the first quarter with the 11-11 game. And we're going to take a break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
At Hammer Medical Supply, we understand the importance of providing top-quality respiratory care to you and your loved ones. No matter what your respiratory needs, home or portable oxygen, CPAP equipment and supplies, or a nebulizer machine, you can be confident about the care you receive from our experienced staff, allowing you to breathe easy with respiratory equipment from Hammer Medical Supply. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
The masters of Build and Fix It use Milwaukee Tools. Since 1924, Milwaukee Tools has had one mission, and that is to produce the best heavy-duty electric power tools and accessories available to the professional user. Get your Milwaukee power tools at Mack Hardware on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton. Milwaukee Tools, heavy-duty, portable electric power tools and accessories for the professionals who build it and fix it worldwide.
get the second quarter underway, and just like that, Oskaloosa with the basketball knocks down a three-pointer to start the second quarter. Boy, they're hopping three-point range, Mark.
Austin Red looks with that one.
And here's a nice move by Hawkinson. Once again on that right block, pump fake, got the guy in the air, drew a foul, and he missed the shot, so he's going to go for two here.
Starting the second quarter for the Trojan Chargers, T.J. Hawkinson, Christian Bankson, Bryce Cunningham, Jay Klang, and Willie Felderman. Harry Drake on the bench along with Carl Williams. This is the first free throw.
This is a real good sign of Hawkinson in his free throws, I think, Mark. I think as he puts up the second one, I jinxed him, he misses it. I have a feeling he's going to get the line up quite a bit tonight, and if he knocks down free throws, that's going to be a real big key to the game, I think. So Sheridan down 14-12. Sarver with the basketball for Oskaloosa, kicks it left wing. Sarver cuts through, nothing happening. The back out we go.
That's the Medley who checked in for the Indians, number 31 on this side here.
Sarver with, oh, wow. Sarver with the basketball. He got it on the block. He dribbled it out to the free throw line. Turn around, fadeaway jump shot was sitting right in the face. Wow. That's almost unstoppable, really.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Yeah, good defense by Lang. Sarver's just a good ball player. It's interesting, Mark. He's their point guard, but they also are posting him up down low, too. So they're using him all over the court.
He's a lot bigger than 5'11".
Yeah. And here's this, the bad pass by Bankston on the other end. Just throws it over the head of Cunningham by about 5 feet and turnover charges.
Cunningham was not going to get up and get that one.
Just can't afford to have unforced turnovers, especially like that, where there wasn't anything Oskaloosa did. We just flat out threw it away. Got to hang on the basketball night here, boys. 16-12 Oskaloosa, and now Oskaloosa throws it away.
Right through the hands of Sarver, Austin Redlick.
I like what the Oskaloosa coach is doing. He's trying to use Sarver in a lot of different places on the court and trying to feed him the basketball and just work the whole offense through him. Though you can tell that's the plan. And when he does get double-teamed, he's been kicking it out, and Oskaloosa's hitting three-pointers, which is going to be tough to defend. Here's a foul against Oskaloosa, I think. We'll see here.
Yep.
They're going to call that number 21, Clay Tucker. That's only the 13th foul.
13th foul, but all three of those fouls, It was T.J. Hawkinson, yeah. The guy fouled.
Here's Hawkinson gets the inbound pass, and it gets stolen away as he tried to kick it out to Cunningham. So another turnover for the Chargers right now, having trouble taking care of the basketball. 6 minutes left, second quarter. Chargers down four. Oskaloosa with the ball. Sarver, and you can tell they've got him scouted. Oh, there's a... Oh, boy, I got Cunningham with a hold on Sarver, and I don't know about that one, Mark. Sarver's doing a lot of shoving down there, and Cunningham's just trying to play good, solid defense.
Chosen staying in the man-to-man defense, trailing by four, with just 6 minutes to play here in the first half.
Sarver inbounds the basketball, and a second team foul on the Chargers, first on Cunningham. Still looking for Sarver here, and he's going to get doubled as he gets the ball, and he's going to get a travel call against him. Wow. They were going to get a foul on Hawkinson, but they called the travel before. That was another quick whistle on the travel there.
That may have been an Avon call.
We'll take it. The Chargers, that's the basketball. They need to get in the flow offensively, Mark. Right now, they're just a little out of sync.
I agree. But, yeah, they're moving through pretty quickly, but they're having a hard time breaking this very tough man-to-man defense.
Right with the basketball, left side for the Chargers, up to Felderman. He lobs it into Hawkinson, and it gets batted away. Now it goes out to Cunningham for a three, and it's good. Three-pointer by Cunningham, bringing the Chargers to within 1 point.
That's Bryce's first point to the game. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left to play. Josh Lisa brings it all down the floor. Now over on the new side, that's Redlick. Now to Redlick. Up top. Trying to work it in. Looking across. Almost lost the handle of it. Up top again. They're looking the perimeter. Looking in the sideway. Middle of the lane. Turn out jump shot. Yeah. That makes a 50-18 3-point lead for Oskaloosa.
Sheridan right back. Real quick shot by Lang. No good. Hawkinson rebounding. He misses the bunny. Boy. Got to make those shots tonight. That's a tough one. Yeah, they got to play good defense now. He just didn't finish it. Kind of tossed it up and missed the easy layback there on the rebound. And Sheridan down three now. 4:20 left.
Sheridan shifting to 2-3 zone defensively.
And trying to throw him off a little bit here. We'll see how this works. Opelousas has been shooting well from three so far tonight. But Sarver, not only does he have a nice shot, but he elevates on the shot mark, and he shoots it at a real high point and a high release, so it's very tough to block at the same time.
Oscarusa way out. I mean, they're like 30 feet out from the basket.
And here's the alley.
Oh, wow. Nice play. It was Richmond picks Dublin on that one. That was a beautiful play.
That's why they're way out, Mark. They had that play set. And here's Hawkinson. He gets hammered down low on that right block again.
Oh, they're saying that he was getting the shot.
Yeah, they're going to say it's on the floor, but it sure looked like he was going up. Wow. No schooling, no argument from him, but it sure looked like he was starting to go up on that for two shots. So 20-15, Opelousas in the lead. You don't see that backdoor alley-oop too often in high school basketball.
Yeah, you are, and it was nice to
execute. Oh, yeah, a thing of beauty. Perfect pass from the outside and right in. Here's Hawkinson with a little baby hook. Boy, it crawls in and out. And here's a rebound and then a travel as he hits the floor. Clay Tucker rebounded the ball for Opelousas, and then he hit the floor and he traveled.
He and Ryan Ryder got themselves tangled up in the goal point, John. 5-point lead for Oskaloosa, 3.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Down to 15.
So again, Hawkinson the ball in good position. It's just everything's crawling in now right now. Here's Cunningham. Cunningham gets the ball right back. That's the play they like to run on the inbound. He passes it in and goes to the corner and gets it right back, and he knocks it down. 18-point lead, Oskaloosa.
Got 6 points for guys Cunningham, and we're going to have a timeout on the floor by Oskaloosa. And we'll take a timeout. I'm Mark Feldman, along with Jake Schroeder. You're listening to KIIT, All the Scores, one station.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss. So we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
They got a lot of those shots just kind of rolling off the rim right now. They've had a lot of good looks offensively. Defensively, Opelousas just knocking down shots right now. Here's another Sheridan, he calls for the alley-oop the second time, and Coach Schooley is not happy about that.
2-3 zone.
Fool me once, that's fine. Fool me a second time with that same play. It's just not good for the Chargers. Here's Wright with a three-point attempt for the Chargers. No good, and it's cleaned up. Rebound cleaned up by Opelousas.
Drew Richmond, nice job getting up way high to get that rebound.
Looks like Sheridan's going to go back to the man-to-man after giving up two alley-oop buckets after
and that's the difference in the game right now. 22-18, both points with two alley-oops.
Here's Ryder with a three-pointer in and out.
Everybody with the rebound, gets it off to his right.
Cunningham, well, he's pushing it up, and he gets stolen the ball. Great play by Sarver. He comes from behind and picks his pocket. Boy, he's quick and that long arm.
You gotta like him. I wonder where he's going to college next year.
Yeah, just does a little bit of anything on the floor. Right now, he gets in. He's hit the fade. Tries a fadeaway shot off the front of the rim.
Nice rebound again by Willis.
Yeah, Sarver does a little bit of everything on the floor for Opelousas. Just a good all-around player. Sheridan with the basketball now, needing a bucket. Alex Wright driving into the lane. This is off to Hawkinson over the lane. Thought about a three. Now he's going to go in, kick it out to Wright. Sheridan just kind of jumbled up on offense right now. Not very good spacing. Here's Lang. He pulls up and takes a 15-footer, and he drains it. Good-looking jump shot by the freshman, Derek Lang, for the Chargers.
That's 3 points for Lang.
That brings it to 22-20 for the Chargers. Here's 1:42 left in the second period. Mark, you feel like this last 1:40 is big for the Chargers to get a couple stops here and go into the second half with some momentum.
It's pivotal. It really is. If they can get a couple shots, like you say, and maybe put a couple more points up.
Here's Sarver with a rebound off of this, and he gets it, puts it back, a nice easy bucket, and Coach Schooley is going to get a 30-second timeout here. A lot of contact there. I actually thought they were going to get a call on Willie.
Yeah, I thought Willie picked up a
Willie Feldman bumped the guy nearly out of bounds, and so he kind of just had to throw up a shot. No call was made. Well, it ended up working out for Opelousas because Sarver was there to clean up an easy rebound and put it back. 24-20 lead, Oskaloosa now, 1:21 left.
Hawkinson with 7 points already in this game, but he's been a little bit quiet here in the second quarter, about the second half of it. Bryce Cunningham with 2 3-pointers for 6 points. Bryce Hunt has 4 points, and Alex Wright has a 3-pointer yambo from downtown.
Good balanced scoring for the Chargers. It's just the spacing right now on offense is struggling. Last possession, they just seemed like they had three guys within a space of about 5 feet.
Yes.
And they have the basketball now after the timeout. And here's Lang. He gets a nice little wide-open jumper, too long. Might have aimed that one a little bit. Didn't look as smooth as normal for Derek. So 1:05 left.
Very smooth player. He was very hard. Plays AAU ball for Jake Kellerman in the summertime.
He takes his game real serious. Takes a lot of jump shots. Only going to get better as the years go on. Here's Oskaloosa now. Shared it back in man-to-man defense. Oskaloosa basketball. Oskaloosa got real good movement on their offense tonight. Mark is wider with the basketball up top. Just Harbor. A lot of nice cut-throughs and screens for Oskaloosa. A lot of movement on offense. And here's a pull-up jump shot, and it's a three-pointer. It's good.
I tell you what, everybody on this team is a three-point threat.
That was Austin Redlick, and he puts one down. And here's Cunningham. He tries a scoop shot, and he gets fouled, I think, by number 15, Drew Richmond. We'll see here, make sure. No, actually, they're going to call it on Ryder, I believe, 45.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Yeah, I thought it was on number 15, Drew Richmond. So Cunningham's going to go to the line for two. He's got to knock these down. He puts in the first one. 27-21, 30 seconds left. We talked about the momentum. It was just 22-20 ball game when we said that.
Yeah.
And then Oskaloosa hits two buckets. You just want to go into that second half with the momentum. It makes a big difference. Second one's up and good.
We are doing a good job from the free throw line today.
Definitely. Oskaloosa right now, difference in the game, they're just on fire from three-point range. If I have it right, they have at least four, maybe five three-pointers. Five. So they are on fire. Here's a drive and a foul called. You didn't get a foul call, or that's like maybe... That's not a bad foul, though.
Foul, but he traveled before the foul.
So inbound the ball is Farber. Watch him now. They'll try to get the ball back to him, possibly, after he inbounds. There's 15 seconds left in the half. And here's Farber. He's going to come out, and he's going to get that ball. I'd like to see him deny it. Actually, he's not got it yet, but he's trying to. I'd like to see him deny it. And here's a charge. Oh, they're going to call it.
6 seconds left. 5.7 seconds. Church is trailing by 5 points.
Absolutely. Full court press here. If here's Lang, he's going to now pick it up. Gets across half court. 4 seconds left. He gets it down to Wright. Beautiful pass, and it gets blocked. Wow. That was a great pass from Lang, and Wright put it right up, but it got blocked, so there's only 0.4 seconds left in the half. Coach Schooley is trying to call up a play here to get a shot with only 0.4 seconds left.
You have to be present with your kick.
And they do try to lob it in Hawkinson, and it goes over his head, so no good. Kind of up and down, first half of basketball. Chargers allowed Oskaloosa to go on a little run to end the half here. 27-22, they're going to go on to halftime with the lead. And we'll take a break. How about maybe come back with a few stats, Mark?
That sounds good.
All right. Let's take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Have a few stats, and get ready for the second half. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
Are you 65 or older? Could you benefit from services such as homemaker, chore, delivered meals, and more? Circle of Friends Case Management may have your solution. Call Circle of Friends at 866-774-2339 to find out how you may qualify for these services. Our friendly case managers have many years of experience and will be happy to assist you. Circle of Friends Case Management, 866-774-2339.
This is Ann Kearns, mother of
Jill Kearns, owner of Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square since 1905.
They tell me we haven't talked about our deli sandwiches enough, that some people don't realize we will make a deli sandwich to their order.
Oh my, we have to take care of that. We have 12 deli meats and 14 cheeses to choose from.
And of course, all kinds of condiments to add that special taste they want, all for $3.25 each.
Many people call ahead at 774-2131 or 1-800-479-1343 so that we have it ready when they get here. Some like to see our row of standing orders taped across the counter They just call, and we know exactly what they want.
However you do it, they are great. Try one. You'll enjoy it. Piper's on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square.
When I grow up, I'm going to be an astronaut.
I'm going to marry a rock star.
When I grow up, I want to be a mommy.
At Lucas County Health Center and Medical Clinics, we may not be able to make your dream of marrying a rock star come true, but our professionals can help turn the dream of being a mommy into reality. From pre-pregnancy planning to your first prenatal visit, through labor and delivery in our newly renovated OB suites, we're here for you, providing the care and support you need to help you make the most of your dream of becoming a mommy, helping to make your dreams come true.
If you have new drivers in your family, you want to know this name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know this name. If you need your glasses fixed and you're out of time to get new ones, you'll want to know this name. It's Smith Body Shop in Sheraton. Or if you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, see Smith's Body Shop in Sheraton.
Do you or your loved ones suffer from sleep apnea? If so, you can sleep well tonight with CPAP equipment and sleep apnea supplies from Hammer Medical Supply. Our experienced staff understands just how important a good night's sleep is to your health and well-being. Hammer stocks the latest in CPAP, AutoPAP, and BiPAP technologies, and we offer a full line of sleep apnea masks from the top manufacturers. Stop in today to our Sheraton store at 914 Court Avenue or give us a call at 641-774-4600.
Working for you makes the difference.
Community First Credit Union.
With all the services our members need.
Community First Credit Union.
People helping people, that's how it should be. We're member owned and that's the key. Serving you to get the job done. Our doors are open to everyone. Putting the community first.
Community First Credit Union.
We're just enjoying halftime. This is Jake Schroeder and Mark Felderman. We're back in Sheridan at the halftime. 27-22 lead for Oskaloosa in the first round district ball game here tonight. Mark?
The key to the game so far has been the red hot shooting of Oskaloosa, especially from 3-point range. They have made a total of 10 baskets. Five of them have been 3-pointers, and five of them have been 2-pointers. So,
yeah, have they even got to the line tonight, Oskaloosa? I don't think they've even met the line for Sheridan. It's been a clean ball game for the most part.
Two fouls on Sheridan for the first half.
Yeah, two or three, and then, like you said, that 3-point shooting for Oskaloosa, I think they maybe missed 2 3-pointers at the most, so they're red hot from 3-point range. And like we were saying during the break, if they continue that shooting, it's going to be a long night for the Chargers, because you can try to focus to stop Sarver. You know, he's going to get a few points, but if you focus on him and he's kicking it out and the other guys are knocking down threes, there's not much you can do.
I mean, you got Ryan Ryder, post player, has hit 2 3-pointers from the top of the key.
Yeah.
I mean, as a sophomore post, and here comes his dad to give me a bad time, and he knocks those down, what are you going to do?
Sheridan's going to have. They're going to have to find a way to step it up defensively and really get after it. It's one of those games where you're just going to have to really dig down deep inside, see what you're made of, and give yourself 16 minutes of just all out basketball, 100% effort, because they got to step it up defensively and start getting some turnovers, creating a little havoc. Because right now, Oskaloosa's getting open looks and they're knocking them down. On the flip side, you know, the Chargers have hit a few threes, but they've also missed a lot of close shots. You know, 10, 15 footers, and then also a few layups. You just have to convert, you know, in district basketball. You have to make those layups. And right now they have had a lot of close ones that have just crawled off the rim. So they got to just start knocking down the easy ones, and they'll be all right.
Well, that's true. The Chargers have hit 3 3-pointers, 2 of them by Bryce Cunningham. Mm-hmm. They have a total of 8 points so far. Alex Wright hit a Yombo from downtown. Dave Lang has added 4 points. We need to have more points out of Derry if we're really going to do this. And T.J. Hockenson has 7 points, but they were off pretty early in the game, and he's been a little bit more quiet. The things I find encouraging tonight so far is that if you live by the three-pointer, you're going to die by the three-pointer. and you can go cold.
You hope, yeah.
Just like a snap of your fingers on the three-pointer, and you just got to go cold just for a couple minutes, and all of a sudden the team that's working it in, and they've really, the Sheridan Chargers have done a good job of working the ball down low. And by the same token, they've worked it down low, and they've missed some bunnies.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, we're down by 5 points, and they've easily missed three bunnies. And so you're not going to miss those shots all game long. So I'm encouraged by that. The other thing that I'm really encouraged by is the rebounding, the height that some of the boys have gotten up. Willie's gotten three or four rebounds where he's gone up as high as the rim. T.J. Hockenson is a rebounding machine. And has got down a number of offensive rebounds as well. And then Alex Wright, early in the game especially, has popped down a couple of them. So I've seen a lot of things that I am encouraged. Yeah, we're down by 5 points. You'd rather be up by 5 points. But I'm still feeling confident that that Sheridan will win this game and you know, the Chargers will come out victorious.
Start of the third quarter is going to be the key, Mark. Got to come out hot the third quarter. It seems like one of the games that Sheridan has won this year, that first 5 minutes of the third quarter is when they've usually won the ball game. They come out on fire. One way to stop the three-point shooting is start getting the hands in the face. So, like I said, defensively, just got to get after it, get out there. As the Chargers come back out on the court, we're about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half here.
Down by 5 points, and four of them have been the alley-oop against the 2-3 zone, which, I mean, we just haven't seen that at all, and that's good coaching on the part of Oskaloosa.
Dooley doesn't get real animated on the sidelines too often, but that's about the most upset I've seen him this year after that second alley-oop.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
That's quite another. Zach Tremel, who's the head coach for Oskaloosa, has come up with a good game plan to face the Chargers. He's a graduate of William Penn. This is his first year as the head coach of the Indians, but he coached 8 years at HLV. And so, you know, it's not like he's come out of nowhere.
I've been real impressed with the way Oskaloosa is moving on offense. That's one of the reasons they're getting the open looks, is they have a real nice motion offense going. The guys are cutting hard, and it's tough to play defense when guys are moving quick and cutting hard on the offensive end and not, half-heartedly making their cuts. So Oskaloosa's got real good motion in their offense tonight. Sheridan's just going to have to pick it up defensively. I'm sure they talked at halftime. We're going to have a good game plan for the second half here as we're just about set for tip-off.
And I want to take a real quick chance to congratulate Tanner Powers, Tyler Nance, and Carter Isley for making the state in wrestling this last week and had that opportunity to represent the Chargers, and they did a really, really good job. Carter Isley, actually the freshman, getting a chance to make it up on the podium and took eighth place in the state. So good job.
Great season by the wrestlers all around this year for the Chargers. Great job by the KIIC group. All of the action all the weekend long. It's a lot of work, or all week long, I should say. It's a lot of work, a lot of meet, or matches, I should say. To call Jason Summers and the boys, did a great job. And here we go, hey. 27-22, Oskaloosa, and here we go, starting the third quarter. Sheridan's going to get the basketball to start. Let's go to come out right away and get a quick score here. How about Lang with the basketball? Jumps it down to Hockenson in good position, and it's up and in.
And this is a good score. We need to get Hockenson involved again. And there he goes.
Yeah, the nice pick and roll from Lang to Hockenson, and that brings Sheridan within three. See if Sheridan steps up the defensive pressure here. And there's a steal, near steal by Hockenson, man. Now it is steal. He gets it over to Alex Wright, coast to coast. Oh, he misses it. This is the layup. And now Alex gets caught fouling on the after the miss. He comes back trying to steal, and he's going to foul Ryder.
That was great, great defense played by T.J. Hockenson. Comes down, makes that steal, brings it down, and then dumps it off to Wright.
Alex knows he probably shouldn't have made that one, but it's nice to see his teammates picking him up, saying, hey, get the next one, Alex. We got a lot of game here. Good chemistry on this team this year from the Chargers, and we're going to get an offensive foul now. Oskaloosa just went into their set, and I think we're going to get either a hold or an illegal screen. Either way, Sheridan's going to have the basketball back. So one foul piece for each team this half.
Drew Richmond picks up the foul.
Sheridan ball now with Bryce Cunningham over to Lang. Lang thought about it, now he does pop long. Hockenson skies for the rebound up and in there. Wow, what a rebound by T.J. Hockenson.
His arms, and you could see his arms were about a foot ahead of above everybody else as he went up for that. He just wanted that ball.
And went up strong with the rebound, with the basketball, with the shot afterwards. Thank you very much for the word.
27-26, Oskaloosa with the basketball now. Lang Garden Sarver over to Tucker. Oh, nice spin move. Throws up a shot, and it's in. Wow. Nice spin move by number 25. Actually, that's Redlich. I'm sorry, Austin Redlich. Oh, here's a nice pass to Lang. Gets two guys in the air, and he's going to get a foul call and go to the line for two. Hawkinson went up for a pass while in the air, dished it down to Lang, who pump faked, went up, got two guys in the air, and drew a foul. So Lang's going to go to the line now. Derek Lang, 70% free throw shooter on the season, has a chance to pull Sheridan within two here if he can knock him down. Crowd hushes. Lang puts up the first one, and it's nothing but net.
Lang practices. He is a dedicated basketball player.
That's the reason you're a good shooter, and that's called a lot of practice. As Lang focusing in here, take a couple dribbles, puts up the second free throw attempt, and it rattles in and out. Wow, halfway down. 27.
Halfway down for Derek Lang.
29-27, Oskaloosa, and their basketball. Sarver with it, guarded by Lang. Sarver cuts through now. Dribbles it off his leg, 15, but goes right to his own teammate there. Oskaloosa Ryder with it now over to Redlich. Redlich saw about dishing it down. Now he's going to go over here. Three-point attempt.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Three-point attempt. Clay Tucker, and he knocks it down. Oskaloosa on fire from three-point range.
That's basketball. First points of the game.
Yeah, not a pretty-looking shot, but it went in. Here's Lang over to right, down to Felderman, back to right. He puts up a runner, no good. Rebound to Clay Tucker. Not a lot of movement for the Chargers on offense right now, Mark. Seems like just a little bit of a standstill on offense. Like to see a little more movement, get some backdoor cuts maybe. Just got to get in the flow. And here's Oskaloosa basketball now, stolen by Hawkinson. He's going to put it up to right. He's looking to break. And now he gets it to Derek Lang, who takes it in off the glass, no good. Scramble for the basketball, goes to Tucker.
Oh, how about Ronaldo?
Wow, they're going to get a foul call on T.J. Hawkinson on the reach-in. That's going to be his first. Nobody on Sheridan in foul trouble right now, which is good. Second team foul on the Chargers. They still find themselves down fine. They got five. They got to find a way to get stops here, Mark.
They do. But that was cheap.
Yeah, we'll take you back here there, but here's Sarver now for the Oskaloosa. Wow.
Another three.
Three-pointers for Sarver. It is raining threes here tonight in the Charger Dome for the Indians. The Sarver's going to pick up a foul on the other end now.
That's 13 points for Sarver.
That was a thing of beauty there, Mark. Sarver went behind the back, between the legs, popped the three-pointer right in the defender's face. That's just tough to guard. Knocks down a rainbow three, and they're up eight. The Charger basketball now. Lang had a wide open three, didn't even look, so he's going to go up to right, top the circle. Right, gets the handoff from Hawkinson, loses it, now stolen by Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa gets the bucket here. Coach Schooley might want to think about timing out. Well, what's funny is Oskaloosa's coach calls a timeout when they're on a run. That might actually benefit the Chargers. We'll take that.
We're 41 left to play in the third quarter. It's 35-27, Oskaloosa up. And
looks like it's just a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it here. Oskaloosa Sheridan, the winner of tonight's game. They'll get to face the winner of the Centerville-Knoxville game, supposedly Thursday night in Knoxville. But a snowstorm on the way, so we'll kind of temporarily pencil that one in for Thursday night. And we haven't...
The next game is in Oskaloosa on Monday, the winner of that game. So they got to get it done on Thursday or Saturday.
Oskaloosa basketball after the timeout. Now Sheridan desperately needs to stop here. You don't want to find yourself down double digits. Sarver with the basketball. He fakes, puts up a three. No good. Finally, they miss one. Wow. As here's Lang. Oh, no call. Wow. Lang gets the basketball, and he runs in and collides with the Oskaloosa player. No foul call. Now Oskaloosa with the basketball. Sarver thought about a three. He's going to set it up now. Over to Tucker. Tucker's going to drive into the lane. Kick it out to number 15, Drew Richmond, and he puts up a nice little bank shot. Kind of a lost start, but the bank shot puts it in. And here's Hawkinson now. He gets fouled, no call. Over to Lang, back to Cunningham.
back to right. Just no flow right now offensively for the Chargers. They find themselves down 10, getting a little bit urgent time as Wright now gets the ball. Kind of a lot of just dribbling and driving and kicking out with not really any cutting here. Willie Felderman, he's going to put up a turnaround jump shot, and they're going to call a foul on number 21, Clay Tucker, for the Indians. So Willie Felderman is going to go to the line for two, Mark. Just not it's hard to describe on the radio, but right now there's just a lot of standing around by the Chargers as Felderman can put up his first free throw, and it's good. Yeah. Nice looking stroke by Willie. We need these free throws here.
The thing about it, Jake, is that even though they're hardly calling any fouls, and I'm not complaining about that, the hands are on them on every single play down. And so it's slowing down the flow. Second shot is after Willie hits the ball.
Chargers down 8 here. Yeah, Chargers just desperately need stops here.
And really at the beginning of the season really struggled from the free throw line. That's 4 in a row for him. Now, I can't name that for everybody, but I can for Willie, that's 4 in a row.
Oscaloosa with the basketball. Now here's Sarver with a wide open 3. He misses it. Rebound. Oscaloosa no good. Felderman now with it. No leg pass up court. Oh, transition basketball. Gets deflected temporarily. Hawkinson gets it and he misses it, but he gets fouled. Boy, it would have been nice to get a three-point attempt there, but he is going to go to the line for two. That's something, you know, in a year or two, Hawkins is going to finish that play as he gets even stronger. You know, as just a freshman, he's still good for a freshman, but you know that he's going to be able to finish those and pretty much drag a guy up with him to the basket in a year or two.
Pick that one.
Next, knocks the first one down.
The thing that's really about Hawkins is he's good of a basketball player and football player as he is. Yeah, from what I understand, he's even better than his last game.
Yeah, Hawkinson, really good 3- or 4-point athlete. Freshman built to have a lot of talent. 6-point game now as he knocks him down. Oscaloosa with the basketball. Yeah, TJ's come to play tonight. And here's the hand-checking foul going to be called against Christian Bankston, who just came into the game for Alex Wright. Fouls are starting to pile up a little quicker this half than they did in the first half. That's going to be the third team foul on the Chargers. First on Bankston, I believe. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Chargers. Oh, they're going to get a hand check again on Bankston as he tries to take Clay Tucker tries to take him off the dribble. Tucker is throwing that elbow out. He's really pushing off. That's two times in a row. And they're going to try the same thing again as here he goes. And he's going to try to drive. Now he dishes open man Ryder, long, rebound Lang. That's one of the few open looks that Oskaloosa has missed tonight when they've got the kick out.
Well, that was probably the best job of screening out as a whole team.
Yeah. Here's Lang. He's a nice drive to the hoop, and it's good. The baseline up and up for Lang. He takes it in, and he puts it off the glass. Good to see, hopefully, Derek Heaton up here. Sheridan pulls within 4. Crowd's starting to get into it now. They sense that this might be a turning point of the basketball game. These last 2 minutes of the third quarter. Sarver with the basketball now. Not in a hurry. Oskaloosa running some time here over to Tucker. Started by Bankston over number 31 now in the game, Spencer Medlin. And they're going to get a 3-second call on Oskaloosa. So I think it was Sarver got caught camping in the lane.
Don't get caught watching the paint.
Not a call you see a lot anymore, but good heads up officiating there by the official, and Sheridan with the basketball, trying to cut back into this lead a little bit.
Certainly not one to see if you ever watch him in the NBA.
Hawkinson gets the ball out. Drives in against his man, 1-on-1, puts it up, and it's good. We got a 2-point ball game. Sheridan Charger crowd getting up, and they're getting loud.
2 minutes left to play here in the third quarter.
37-35, Oskaloosa with the basketball. Tucker over right side, back to Ryder, back to Tucker. Tucker guarded by Bankston. He's thinking about driving now back, top circle. Back to Tucker. He's going to drive baseline. He knows that he can get it. He drives. Nope, no call there. Hawkins tried to draw a foul. The ball ends up back in the hands of Oskaloosa. Kind of a loose ball. Tucker's going to take a 3 in and out. And rebound Willie Felderman. So Chargers finally getting Oskaloosa to miss a few open shots here for the first time all night. And they have a chance to either tie or take the lead here. Felderman loses the ball. Sarver now going the other way, chased by Felderman, and they're going to go up, and Sarver misses it.
Oh,
he's going to get a call on Felderman. A late whistle there by the referee, as the one closest to the call didn't call anything, and I think the other referee decided, well, if you're not going to call it, I am. And they're going to send Sarver to the line for 2 shots. Farber being chased in a mad dash by Felderman. And Felderman might have undercut him just a little, Mark. I know that's your point.
It was so close. That is the future.
From this angle, it looks like Sarver was a little out of control. He might have just barely grazed him, but good players like Sarver tend to get those calls. If you ever notice that? But Sarver puts the first one up, and it's good. And Sarver's going to have a second attempt here. And he puts it up, and it's good.
That's his first point in the second half.
And Sarver's a 77% free throw shooter, so you don't want him at the line a whole lot. Here Cunningham with the basketball now. Over to Lang, three-point attempt. This can be short. Rebound Hawkinson. Back out to Cunningham. Cunningham bump off three. No, he gets the pocket picked by Sarver. Sarver's going the other way. Banks and chasing him. Up and in. Wow. And just like that, Sarver single-handedly has turned it back to a six-point lead for Appaloosa. Player just doing everything tonight.
He is. He's doing everything. That's exactly right.
And that's what good players do, too. When the other team's making a run, they find a way. Well, Hawkinson, he gets it right back, and he puts it up and in on the block. He gets it on that right block, and he's going to put it up every time.
That's 10 points in the third quarter for Hawkinson.
Yeah, Hawkinson is having a great game tonight. Hawkinson's basketball with four here. There's 23 seconds left, third quarter. Sheridan really needs a stop here. They go into the fourth quarter, only down four or less. 16 now. Sarver with the basketball. You bet he's probably going to try to drive, and he actually hands it off now. Be interested to see if he gets it back, and he does. 9 seconds left. He gives it back to Tucker. 5 seconds left. Tucker drives. He puts it up. No good. Rebound on Ryder. No good. And that's going to be it. Oscar Lucy coach desperately calls for a foul. I think it was a good no call. T.J. Hawkinson got the block from behind. And
I would have called the foul.
Yeah, Matt scramble. Hey, anyhow, we go down 41-37. We're going to go into the fourth quarter, down four. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back for 8 minutes of fast-paced basketball. You're listening to Thunder Country KIIC.
The BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer is simple, durable, and versatile. And in a winter with short feed supplies, it gives you an easy way to stretch your hay supply and better control how much hay you're feeding. The BPX 9000 blows away dust and mold, making the hay more palatable for your cattle. And the optional scale kit helps you to control feed intake in your herd. Process what you want, when you want, and stretch your hay supply further this year with the BPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer, found at Bowser Equipment Incorporated in Albia. Call 641-932-7838 today.
Starting along with Jake Schroeder. Sheridan, as we go into the fourth quarter, trailing by four, 41-37. I tell you what, Sarver is doing it all for the Indians and for the Chargers, T.J. Hawkinson.
And Appaloosa with the basketball now. Sarver with it. Got to find a way to put a body on him and lock him down. And here's Ryder with a three-point attempt from the corner air ball. No good. And it's going to go to Sheridan. Oskaloosa cooling down a little bit, but it seems like every time they cool down, we make a run. Sarver decides to take over, and he puts him back up by four or six.
And you're right. Sarver decides to take over. And, I mean, we're talking some serious senior leadership.
That's a good way. Yeah, that's what good ball players do. Sharon with the basketball now. Let's see if they can dig deep inside and find a way to win this ball game. Hawkinson gets it. He gets triple-teamed. Back out to Lang. Good ball movement this time by the Chargers. Wright thought about a three. He gets it tapped away. He's double-teamed. Over to Bankston. Bankston. Bounce pass to Lang. Lang thought about a shot. Passes that back to Bankston. He pump fakes. Over to Lang. Wide open. 3-point attempt. No good. Rebound Bankston. Back to Lang. This is it down to Felderman. Oh, and he takes it out. Lay whistle. I didn't think he was going to get it for a second, but good call. And Felderman is going to go to Lang for two.
I didn't think they were going to call it either, but he did have
a foul. Good call.
The really a red line to shoot there. Really Felderman, the junior.
Felderman puts it up, and it's no good. And now free throws are going to be big now this quarter. Sheridan is going to be at least in the bonus the rest of the quarter. 7:14 left. So they're going to have to hit free throws. They've had a chance to finish some of those three-point plays tonight. Felderman puts the second one up, and irrelevant. They've had a chance to finish some of those plays, Mark, and they just haven't been able to finish a three-point play. So 41-38, Sheridan's got to step it up on defense here. Looks like they might have switched to a zone.
Yep.
And they did go back to 2-3 here. Now, the first half, Oskaloosa exposed the 2-3 with that lob. play. We'll see if they try that again. As Spinkston gets pushed down on defense, no call. And here's Tucker with it. He's going to get into the lane, throws himself into it, no call. And a three-pointer by Garber. Boy, that's a rough call there. Tucker just threw himself into the Sheridan defenders. Here's Hawkinson the other way, and it's up and in. Hawkinson is just a man on a mission right now. The finish went off there. Tucker just threw himself into the Sheridan defender, pulled him over, no call. He throws it out to Sarver for a wide-open three. And once again, Tucker is the man for Oskaloosa. Oskaloosa up 44-40 with the basketball. Sheridan back to a man-to-man here. They tried mixing it up just with that first possession in the 2-3 zone. Sheridan like to see their hands up and a little more aggressive on defense right now. Just a little bit of standing around. Here's a ball that goes in and out by number 15, Drew Richmond. Big possession for the Chargers here. But here's Hawkinson. He's going to go all the way. This guy, what a play by T.J. Hawkinson. That's going to get a timeout from Oskaloosa. And Oskaloosa's coach is begging for a timeout. He's about ready to get teed up. And, you know, he might have had a beat there. It did look like there was an extra step in there possibly. We're going to get a full timeout here by Oskaloosa. Mark, let's take a real quick break. Just one timeout, one commercial break here. And we'll be right back. You're listening to KIRC Thunder Country.
Iowa Realty is Iowa's largest. Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton is ready to serve you. Hanson's has 5 realtors, all members of the National Association of Realtors, the Iowa Association of Realtors, and the Rathbun Board of Realtors. With interest rates low, get out of your rental and start earning equity. You can check inventory and calculate your monthly payments with their online mortgage calculator at iowarealtysheraton.com. To buy or sell farm, acreages, residential, or commercial, call Hanson's Iowa Realty at
641-774-5822. Mark Sullivan, along with Jake Schroeder, 6 minutes left to play in this ballgame. Sheridan trailing the Oskaloosa Indians by 2 points, 44-32. Oskaloosa with the ball.
Sheridan's got to get a hand up on defense, get in their face here, Mark. Just get really aggressive on defense. They've got 15 fouls. They do have one to give. Just can't afford any wide-open looks. As they're looking to Sarver, good double team there. Good tip, good defense, stolen by Sheridan. Alex Wright.
And a foul.
And a foul by Sarver. And that's going to go, should be Willie Felderman with the bonus here at 1-1. Well, this place is getting loud. If I sound like I'm yelling, it's because I can't hear myself very well. I can't hear my partner very well either. This Charger Dome is rocking tonight. It's Willie Felderman going to the line with a chance to bring the Chargers a little closer. 1-1 here.
I love Willie, but he's only a 63% free throw shooter.
You got to get in the back here. Get in the driveway a little more, huh?
Here we go.
First one up, good.
But I'll tell you what, he's got
looks through his eyes.
He's 4-for-5 tonight.
Yeah, he looks real comfortable. And first one looked good. Still a lot of game left. 5:45 in the quarter. Because Willie's going to try to tie it up here. Charger crowd is on their feet now. Everybody's up. Everybody's up. It's getting loud in here. And Sheridan, Oskaloosa with the ball now. See how Oskaloosa responds to this. And they try to get down the side where it's stolen again. Cunningham with the basketball. Nearly went over and back. And here's Alex Wright. Thought about three. Good decision by Alex. Oh, dangerous pass out to Cunningham. Cunningham's got just the play, gets the screen for Felderman, over the leg. Back up top to Felderman, over to right. To Hawkinson, back to the leg. Good patience here by the Chargers. Need some movement on offense. Felderman, top of the circle, over to right. He's going to think about a three. I thought he was going to pull the trigger. Now Lang, down to Hawkinson. He's going to get quadruple teamed. Back at the Lang, wide open three-point attempt. No good. Right for the rebound goes to Sarver. Boy, that would have been a big shot. Lang just been a little long on his shot tonight, Mark, since the first quarter especially. It seems like everything's long. Maybe a little adrenaline.
Lang with 7 points in tonight's game.
We got a tie ball game, 44-44. Oskaloosa basketball. Nearly stolen by Cunningham. Picked up by Hawkinson now. Back out to Sarver. Sarver picked up by Lang. Sarver between his legs. Little razzle-dazzle out to Tucker. He's going to take a long three-point take short. And it's saved into Sheridan. Now we go the other way. Looking to run with it. Now down to Hawkinson. Hawkinson gets it blocked.
Ryder with the block.
Good block by Ryder. That's a nice block by Ryder. Good defense. Got to tip your cap to him as Hawkinson's been nearly unstoppable tonight.
And Hawkinson picks up the foul.
Yeah, that's 16 fouls on Sheridan. So next one's going to put Oskaloosa in the bonus. This could come down to a free throw shooting contest at the end here.
I like our chances as well as not sad to shoot the free throw.
Vasquez with the basketball, Ryder with it. Sheridan, you can tell, is starting to feed off the crowd a little now, Mark. Their defensive intensity is there. Just feel by Cunningham, as I say it. Cunningham now gets into the lane. Uh-oh. Tried to do a little too much. They got into the lane. He got caught in the air. Tried to throw it to Lang, and he just threw a bullet about 2 feet away from Lang and went off his hands. It's off the loose of basketball.
If anything, okay, Bryce Cunningham, 135 assists coming into tonight's game. If anything, sometimes he passes up the shot he should take in order to...
That's why he probably should have taken the shot there. So Oskaloosa with the ball game. Again, once again, Sheridan just with a lot more defensive pressure now, really getting out in the perimeter.
How about 3 seconds in the lane?
There's here Lang. He rejects this man. It goes out to Oskaloosa for 3 points. No good. Derek Lang just swatted that. Rebound, Cunningham pushes it up. Oh, he was stolen. Bad pass by Cunningham. He tried too long a pass. Just not there. You can't make that long a pass. And Oskaloosa intercepts it, and they're going to call a timeout. Let's see if we get a 30, and that's going to be a 30-second timeout. Let's keep it right here.
3:19 left to play here in the game, 44-44. So we're all locked up here. Actually, let Jack Tremel, the head coach of Oskaloosa, he's hot about the officiating, and I don't think the officiating is bad.
That seems like it's been pretty fair. I mean, 18 team fouls about identical. 44-44. I think it's been pretty good call game. Good no call on that last play. Ryder had a clean block at Hawkinson, so they saw that cleanly. So then a good game, and it's a lot of energy in the Charger Dome right here. I don't know if I've seen this much energy in the Dome for a few years, Mark. You've been to a lot more games over the years than me.
Hey, this year is just a bit of a different year.
Tonight is just another level. As you guys at home can probably hear it. You guys at home can probably hear it as the student section is really giving it to the Oskaloosa player inbound the ball right in front of them. And here we go, 44-44. Sarver with the basketball. You got to look for him to shoot here. And he's going to give it over to Ryder. Ryder up top to number 15, Richmond. Richmond back over to Redlich. Redlich up top to Tucker. Back to Sarver. Sarver on the right wing. He dishes it out of the corner to Richmond. Richmond, now he's going to try to drive. Nothing happening. Tapped away by Hawkinson, the right to Ryder. Richmond with it in the corner. Now he's got Riot all over him. Lobs it over to Tucker. Back over to Sarver. Lang's on him. And here's a crossover, pullback, jump shot. No good. Wow.
Really with the rebound.
Hit up the guard, and it went in and out. Boy, Chargers get a break there. That crawled off the front of the rim, and now they have a chance to take their first lead in quite some time. 2:30 left in the game. Cunningham calling the play. Over to Lang. You got to imagine they got to try to get it out to Hawkinson here, Mark. He's just been a handful on the block.
Elderman,
he lobs it in. Hawkinson gets it. Oh, no good. I think he was expecting contact, and he didn't get it.
Yeah.
He probably could have gathered himself. He maybe shot a little too quick. There had three guys in the air.
Had he been five, he probably would have made the basket.
Yeah. So here's 2 minutes left. 2 minutes left. We got a ball game here, folks. Lang gets caught sleeping, and Sarver goes right by and puts it up. Oh, goodness.
Richmond,
he won the rebound. Hey, that's halfway down, and now Coach Cooley, he's going to get a 20-second or 30-second timeout, and he's going to try to draw something up. Wow. I tell you what, Sarver is a great player, and he's had two balls just go in and out. That last one was halfway down, Mark, and that was a free throw line jump shot. Derek Lang was looking over to the left for some reason, and Sarver just went right by him when he wasn't looking. Pulled up and just halfway down in and out. Sarver's beside himself. He can't believe that shot. He's going 44-44, 1:51 left. We got a lot of excitement here. Don't go anywhere, folks. This game, you have a feeling this could go down to the last possession here, Mark. Coach Cooley, he wants to draw up a specific play here. The Sheridan's basketball, they're going to inbound it around the half-court line.
I haven't just said the list, but I don't think Shields has been in the lead.
I don't know if they've had it all game. I know it's been quite some time since they have. So Sheridan with the basketball. Lang with it. He thought about a shot. Now he gets back to Cunningham. Down to Hawkinson. Hawkinson, he's going to get double teamed. Back up to right. Boy, they wanted to double team Hawkinson. Ah, now. And here's a bad pass. He flipped it right. Oh, boy, big turnover for the Chargers. They don't get a shot there. Wow, that's a big turnover for the Chargers. Now Oskaloosa with the basketball. They're going to take the time. They're going to call a set play. You got to imagine they'll try to get it in Sarver's hands here. He's going to go down. Now he's in the corner. They get it to Sarver. picked up my leg. Download a rider. He forces up a shot. Oh, no. Oh, a foul on Hawkinson. Boy, that's a tough foul. That looked like good defense. His rider just forced it up, and Hawkinson was standing straight up. And they're going to call that. Boy, the way this game has been called all game has not been like that. They've left that play all night. The rider at the line now, 4-2. Put the first one in, just a sophomore, but you wouldn't be able to tell it the way he put that first shot up and in. Smooth stroke.
That's the first basket in the second half.
Yeah, looks confident at the line. Put the second one up and in. Long rebound. Goes out of bounds off Oskaloosa. Boy, got to grab that rebound there. Almost lost. It's Cunningham with the basketball. Minute 9 left now. Sheridan down 1. Cunningham. Got to find a way to get Hawkinson on the block here, but that's possible. Hawkinson's going to scream. Lang, he's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Oh, and he goes over the backboard out of bounds. Lang's upset with himself.
So he really wanted that one out shot.
Yeah, good shot.
He's going to get that shot all season.
Good shot. He's got to settle down, though, Mark. You know, he's just a freshman, and you know he wants this so bad. He likes to make the big shot. Almost too angry at himself. Take a breath here. Still finish the game. That's your solver. He's going to be fouled by Lang.
He got around Lang, and Lang did one of his guys in the basket.
That's the guy you want to foul, 77% free throw shooter. All the other, the rest of the team for the Indians is 65% or under. So Sarver's going to go to the line. Just a single bonus here. 1-1. Put the first one up, and it's in and out. Hawkinson with the rebound. Cunningham now brings up to the Chargers. 43 seconds left. Chargers down 1. They got to get a good look here. Guy's got to settle down. Might not be a bad idea for Coach Cooley to settle him down here at the timeout, but he's going to let him play.
I don't know how many timeouts he has left.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Mark. I think he's got at least one in his pocket, but the energy in the crowd tonight, got a young team. They're a little anxious right now. 23 seconds left. Chargers better go, because if they don't make the shot, they need to have time to foul and get another possession. Cunningham with him now. He's looking for something. He shoots a three.
That's going to be good.
And it's an air ball. Rebound. I saw it with Oskaloosa. Chargers got a foul, and they do foul Tucker. Wow. Cunningham had an open look, too. Chargers have had two open looks in a row, Mark. Just couldn't knock him down. You can't ask for much more than that. So 9 seconds left. And Clay Tucker for Oskaloosa is going to go to line. And it's a 1-1 here. This is their last 1-1 attempt before they hit the double bonus. So Sheridan's got a box out here. Crowd is loud, and the first one's up, and it's good.
That's a good bet on that one.
We're going to get a timeout by Oskaloosa. It's going to be a full timeout. Let's go ahead and keep it here and just reset things real quick.
2-point lead for the Oskaloosa Indians. 36-34 with 9 seconds left to play. And Oskaloosa will go to the line to shoot one more free throw. If they hit it, we got to come back and go for the three. You look out, we're definitely going to get that rebound.
Yeah, like we said, I'm pretty sure Coach Cooley has at least one timeout left, Mark. Be interesting to see if he drops some up during this timeout, you know, for a make or a miss, or if he calls timeout either way after the rebound. Sheridan's got a rebound the basketball, too, though. 46-44. Tucker back to the line for a second shot attempt at the 1-1 here.
Well, last, we could go tonight. A week ago last night, or tomorrow night, rather, it was a one-point game for Sheridan.
And we got another nail-biter night, almost the identical score of last week's game. There we go. Tucker takes his dribble, puts it up, and it is no good. Hawkinson with the rebound up the lane. They're going to go with it, and they're going to get a timeout. They're trying to get a timeout. They didn't get it right away, and some time ran off the clock. And now there's 4.8 seconds left. They were trying to call timeout, but they let it go about another second before calling it there. I think the crowd might have been so loud that the referee didn't hear them.
Yeah.
So here we go, Mark. 46-44, 4.8 seconds left. Sheridan's got to get a shot off here. Who do you go to?
He tried to get into Hawkinson.
Is there enough time to get it down low, though? That's the tough part. These are the situations that you almost need an inbound pass and a jump shot. This is where Coach Cooley gets paid the big bucks right here. Not up the inbound play from the sideline. He's got to drop something to get him an open look. You got to figure.
On the normal night, I'm looking for Howie's drive on this one.
Alex the senior, you got to imagine the senior's going to be a little cooler. A lot of adrenaline in the building right now, a lot of energy. You can feel the tension looking at the parents in the stands. And the Chargers are going to inbound this on the sideline right in front of the scorer's table. Cunningham's inbounding in. Now be careful. And Oskaloosa, they see how Sheridan's set up, and now they're going to take a timeout. So a little bit of gamesmanship here by the two coaches back and forth. They see how Sheridan sets up. They're going to call a timeout. Sheridan set up with basically a straight line across from the free throw line extended. Four guys all in a row. Cunningham was inbounding the ball there, Mark. Now, a lot of times in these situations, the inbounders will inbound the ball, and then they'll run in from the sideline. They'll get the ball right back for hopefully what is amounts to an open jump shot. We'll see if Coach does the same thing here out of the timeout.
You notice that we now have Christian Bankston in the game for Willie Felderman because he's more likely to be able to take the long shot. And so you got Dave Lang, Alex Wright, Bryce Cunningham, DJ Hawkinson, and Christian Bainer. You got much smaller.
It would have been nice if they would have had those couple seconds left, you know, when they tried to get the timeout, but they would have had a lot of time, more time to drop a play for Hawkinson. They still might have time to get it down to him, but normally this is a situation where you get a jump shot. So here's Cunningham inbound the ball. He gets it to Lang. Lang, top of the circle. He's going to take a 3-point attempt for the win. Lang! We'll see. Scotty, we'll talk to Scotty here during the break. We'll see if we can maybe get Coach Schooley for an interview here, possibly. We'll see if Scotty's got time for us. Tell you what, let's take a quick break, everybody. We'll be back in just a second. It's just pandemonium here at the Charger Dome, with the Chargers pull out a win in the first round of the district. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Are you or a loved one living with diabetes, heart disease, or another chronic medical condition? If so, you may be eligible to receive a wide array of services from Circle of Friends Home Care. Let the great staff at Circle of Friends Home Care manage your health and allow you to live life to the fullest. Home care services are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most private insurances. Call Circle of Friends Home Care today at 866-774-2339 for a free consultation.
For affordable tree trimming service, contact your local expert, Tom Birchmeyer, with Affordable Tree Service. Call Tom for free estimates at 641-856-7140. Tom has all the necessary equipment to do the job right, and no job is too big or too small. Call Affordable Tree Service, your local expert, at 641-856-7140. Hey, with a name like Birchmeyer, he's got to be good. Affordable Tree Service, 641-856-7140.
This year, the Affordable Care Act will affect millions of people. The tax return you file this year helps establish your eligibility for assistance in paying for health insurance. So it's important to file your tax return with professionals like the ones at H&R Block who understand the new rules. And with your return, we'll also provide you with a free tax and health care review. That's a written analysis that explains your tax options with your estimated cost of coverage and tax impact if you don't have coverage. You can learn more at hnrblock.com/healthcare. Schedule your tax appointment today or stop by an H&R Block. We live and breathe taxes so that you get every benefit you are entitled to. In Albia, your tax preparers are Mickey, Sue, Kathy, and Richard. H&R Block is located in Albia, Iowa at 12 South Main Street.
Best in class sales, best in class service.
That's what you get when your local Indianola car dealers join forces here in Warren County. With over 1,500 new and pre-owned vehicles in stock available at all times, we're sure to have the vehicle you're looking for at the price you want to pay. Just go to IndianolaAuto.com to see our complete inventory online. From new Fords to Buicks and GMCs, Chryslers, Dodges, and Jeeps. Plus, any and every late model, low mileage, pre-owned imaginable. That's IndianolaAuto.com, where you can schedule your service appointment, get directions and hours, find money-saving service specials, and more. And here at IAG, we leave credit histories where they belong, in the past. With guaranteed financing, we look to your credit future to assist in reestablishing your credit while you drive that newer pre-owned vehicle you deserve. Your complete satisfaction isn't just a goal, it's our only goal at the Indianola Auto Group. Visit IndianolaAuto.com today.
Jake Schrader back at the Charger Dome, and I am happy to be joined with the victorious coach of the Sheridan Chargers, Ben Schooley. And Ben is, I think, still trying to figure out what just happened exactly. It was just kind of pandemonium on there on the floor for a few minutes. Ben, let's just get right to it, man. Take me into the huddle. At the end there, you've got 4.8 seconds left. You've got the ball on the sideline in front of the scorer's table. Mark and I are up here talking, okay, what's he going to drop? Is there enough time to get it down to TJ? Probably not. We're probably going to have to get a jump shot. What are you looking for in that situation? Did you get the shot you wanted? And obviously it worked either way.
I called the first time out.
Yeah.
And I set up a play. And after I got out there, my mind works in weird ways. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I didn't like where I had set up. So I called another timeout.
Was that you that called the timeout?
No, I called back
the
timeout, which is a little off. I didn't like where I set up. And so, to be honest with you, the second play we set up was going to be a backside lob for TJ.
A look.
It didn't necessarily have to be a lob, but it was a back screen for TJ on the backside. And the second option was Derek hopping out if they switched. And that's exactly what happened. To be honest, if it would have worked like I wanted it to, we'd have got a nice, easy layup for TJ on the backside lob. They defended it better than that, which is a testament to them. And then Derek was the next option. And you know what? Derek struggled from the field all night. His shot was just a little bit off.
It seemed like it was long all night long. Maybe adrenaline.
And I tell you what, he made a special play when he had to. TJ Hawkinson was huge in the second half, too. Derek hit the winning shot, but TJ got a sack in it.
Yeah, TJ, really, you're not in the game if TJ doesn't show up tonight. And the nice thing, about Derek, though, for a freshman especially, even though he struggled on that, he has 100% confidence in the shot. And you have to have confidence if you're going to make big shots. And when he took that basketball, it was almost like from here, the look in his eye is he zoned in, and there was no timidness at all with his shot. He just fired it away, and you got to like the way that he came about that. Now hopefully have confidence the next time he's in that situation.
No, you're absolutely right. And the other thing I want to mention, too, because everybody looks at a game winner and says, oh, that's great. I was really, really proud of our defensive effort in the second half. I mean, let's be honest. Oski could not miss in the first half. I didn't think our defense was that bad in the first half. They just didn't make
that fire.
And, I just told the guys, we got to keep battling in the second half. Loose ball's got to be ours. 50-50 ball's got to be ours. And I really felt like we did that. Our entire team defensively in the second half was really, really good. And, you look offensively and you look about how we got back in it. But I would say it was because we just kept battling defensively reason that happened.
Well, to me, a turning point, Coach, and it seemed like around about the 5 or 6 minute mark, maybe the 5 minute mark of the fourth quarter, the crowd really got energized. The place was just buzzing. And I saw like a different intensity out of your defensive effort. All of a sudden, you were up in the face of the perimeter players. It just seemed like there was a lot more energy from the team that maybe was lacking a little before, and I think the crowd helped out a lot there. And then Oskaloosa finally started missing a few shots.
Yeah.
I mean, they're on fire from three-point range. Summer had a couple go in and out that he's been making all game long.
Yep.
And right, same score as last week, almost one-point game.
Yeah.
So how do you rebound from this one now? get the guys refocused. Supposed to have a game Thursday night. Snowstorm coming. We'll see.
Right.
Have you heard anything on the scheduling of that? And then also, how would you expect on Thursday night between either Centerville and Knoxville? I assume Centerville. We'll see.
Yeah. First and foremost, we don't have a Thursday wide on Friday.
Okay.
The state's already said that. You know, to be honest, I told the guys to enjoy this one tonight. This is an experience that you may never have again. I mean, enjoy it. I'll figure out what we got to do tomorrow, I guess, to get ready.
Where are you sleep tonight?
No.
Okay.
I'm probably going to be Centerville. Huge challenge. We've lost to him twice. And so we'll have to come back to work tomorrow ready to go, but we'll worry about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll worry about that tomorrow.
Congratulations. Well, let's bring in Derek Lang just real quick here.
Yep.
Hit the winning shot. Good job, Coach.
Thanks.
Bring in Derek Lang here real quick. We got just a second left. Derek Lang, freshman guard for the Chargers. Hitting a big shot. I don't know what to say to you.
Lots of words. I want to thank my teammates for keeping me positive. That whole game, I was missing a lot of shots, and they just kept me going. Bryce, Will, TJ, Alex, and Carl just kept me real positive.
You know, I've noticed that's one thing that's a testament to your team this year is you guys have real good team chemistry. I've noticed when one of you is struggling, the other one picks the other, you know, the teammates up. You know, you struggled a little bit from the field of play, so now your shot was long, seemed like a time. But you get the ball at the last second there. You didn't have any trepidations about taking that shot. You looked confident, and it went in. So the coach was saying you were maybe the second option on that play.
Right.
Do you even think in that situation, or do you just hoist it up?
I was just kind of thinking, I'm going to make one of these. I got to get one of these threes down, and coach had the confidence and let me shoot it, and off that play, and I'm glad to hit it.
Now, as a freshman, too, I know that you missed a three-pointer earlier from the wing here with about 50 seconds left or so that I think would have given you the lead or tied it. And I saw you upset at yourself.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous because I thought maybe you're getting a little too pumped up, and, you know, you got to relax, come back, get the next one. But you did. You know, you did. What are you looking for now? I mean, how do you guys regroup? You have the excitement of this.
Yes.
How do you get refocused tomorrow?
Well, Coach does a great job of keeping us both positive after every game. Even a win or loss just keeps us really going to practice, and we just got to keep going on the defensive end.
I see your mom up here looking at you. I think she's waiting for you. She'll give you a big kiss. We won't embarrass you too much. But, hey, thanks for joining us. We'll let you go. Celebrate. Okay, congratulations. Right. Great job.
Thanks
and we'll see you Thursday or possibly Friday night.
Good.
Right?
All right.
Good job, man.
All right, thank you.
That was Derek Lang, the freshman guard for the Chargers, who hit the three-point shot at the last second as the buzzer went off and won it for the Chargers tonight, 47-46. This place is still buzzing tonight. Mark, just a great game. I know we got to get out of here, but you had a few stats there maybe.
Yes. Derek Lang ended up with 10 points, but none bigger than those last three. I could not believe it. He turned, got the ball. He was at the NBA 3 way out, turned, and just threw that baby up, and I got to be honest.
It looked good.
When he turned to throw that baby up, I went, no, yes, he made the basket.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were going to jump over the railing here, buddy.
D.J. Hockenson ends the game with 22 points.
Yeah, Hawk was big tonight. Really, Hawk kept us in the game the whole game because everybody else was struggling offensively. Hopefully we can come out Thursday night. And, again, if you heard Coach Schooley, we want to let everybody know if the game is snowed out on Thursday night, which right now it's looking that way, if the weatherman is correct, which he has been known to be wrong before. But they actually will move the game to Friday night, Coach said. So just keep that in mind
and
while the game's out there.
It's in Knoxville.
It'll be in Knoxville, and it'll be versus the winner of the Centerville-Knoxville game tonight.
That was Centerville.
It was Centerville. Okay, so Sheridan will match up against Centerville temporarily right now, scheduled for Thursday night, possibly Friday night if it happens to get canceled, and hopefully we will be around to call the action for you from Knoxville. So,
Mark,
great game. Let's go celebrate with the guys here. Thanks, Scott. Scotty at the board in the studio. Thanks to everyone listening tonight. Great game. Hopefully we'll see you back for the next one. For Mark Felderman, this is Jake Schroeder. Good night, everybody. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.